And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Show. We're very pleased to have our next guest on the program.
This song makes our show sound very important and official.
Yeah, well, it's right. It's why we have music. Kind of jazz it up a little bit. Our next guest has presided over a renaissance of Kansas City, from the streetcar to, I mean, gosh, our sports teams, and was even present yesterday for the Royals at the White House.
They're just showing a clip of that on TV right now.
Mayor Sly James, who is also celebrating Christmas in July of his very own, now calls into the program. Mayor James, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm absolutely super. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having us on.
Well, you know, we've been celebrating Christmas in July this month, and you're kind of celebrating as well. What is your version of Christmas in July?
Well, one of the things that I think makes this particular July special is the fact that we are working early on the Mayor's Christmas Tree Fund and trying to make sure that we are doing everything necessary to make this a very vibrant and very focused Christmas Tree Fund this year by trying to get people focused on it a little bit earlier in July. So we have this little program where you can donate or contribute $1 a day for the month of July, for a total of $31, and that helps jumpstart the program that we have for kids this and for families this fall and into the Christmas season.
Oh, that is great. And tell us exactly where does the money, you kind of alluded to it here, but what does this benefit? What kind of people will this benefit the Mayor's Christmas Tree Fund?
The Mayor's Christmas Tree Fund benefits people who are, for whatever reason, struggling or in need. We use it to fund gifts and parties for young kids who don't have, who wouldn't ordinarily or otherwise have a Christmas that they would be happy with. We use it to supply benefits to senior citizens, people with disabilities, low-income families. We also try to make some funds available to nonprofit agencies that serve different populations. We're simply trying to make sure that during the Christmas season that we're doing everything we can to give resources to people who are in need or low income or whatever the case may be.
That's great. It's the show with Jen and Truda, KC-102.1. We're talking with Mayor Sly James today about Christmas in July, and you guys have made it very easy this year for somebody who wants to donate. In fact, you can just use your cell phone.
Absolutely. All you have to do is text the word Christmas to 72727, and you can make that donation. We want to thank our friends at Avid Mobile, a local startup here in Kansas City that implemented the text-to-give donation component to make donating more convenient. This is a giving community. We've always been impressed and always been very thankful and grateful to those who give. We've made it even easier this year, and we hope people will take advantage of that. Or if you're really old school, you can always mail a check to my office at City Hall.
There you go. It's old school writing a check. It doesn't happen a lot anymore.
Well, it doesn't, except I'm old school, so I still have a checkbook. And I look at it, and people say, why aren't you doing this online? And I'm saying, because not everything in the world has to be done online. I actually like going to the bank and seeing a human being.
Yes. Are you playing Pokemon Go? Are you out searching for Pokemon?
You know, I play Pokemon Go every day in this building. It's a different name. We're searching for council people or department heads or administrators, but that's my Pokemon. I wish I had the time to play Pokemon Go. If I did, I'd probably have too much time on my hands.
That's exactly what I say. I don't know how people have time to do that.
And
I'm just kind of wondering, and I watched the young lady on the plaza. Some guy had approached her, and then I watched as she walked away, and her head was down on her phone. She was carrying her iPad under her arm, and I just said, you're really not very aware of your surroundings. I'm all in favor of these things, but I think we have to be a little bit more careful about what we're doing.
Mayor Sly James here at KC-102.1. Man, we certainly thank you for the time. Before we let you go, this is an interesting point here. A couple of months ago when the show began, we had Mayor Mark Holland from the Kansas City, Kansas counterpart on the show.
Who?
Mayor Holland.
a man named Mark Holland.
That's right. That's right.
I know Mayor Holland. He's a good friend.
Of the other Kansas City. But I wanted to play for a clip for you of the show from that time, because this is what we asked him about you, sir, and just wanted to get your thoughts on this.
And you and Sly James had a joint press conference not too long ago. Do you guys get along well? Could you take him in a fight if you had to? Have you arm wrestled? Everything's good?
No, I don't know if I could take him, but I think I could outrun him.
So there we go. Do you think in a foot race you could outrun Mayor Holland?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't have to outrun Mayor Holland. I wouldn't get myself into a situation where I would have to run. I'm a little smarter than that. So I'd let him do the running. I'd stay back and try and talk my way out of it.
There you go.
That's my point exactly. If there's no necessary reason to run, then just don't do it at all. Well, Mayor, you've been great too. And everybody definitely check out, again, it's kcmayor.org/Christmas tree or text the word Christmas to 72727. Mayor Sly James, thank you much, sir. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, I very much appreciate your public service in doing this to alert the public to what's going on. I appreciate the fact that you're donating time on the air to help people of Kansas City. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great one. Take care. Come back anytime. You're always welcome on the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here, and thank you again for your service.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.